Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Recovering from surgery or major illness takes time, and often you need a little extra care before you're ready to go home. Sabetha Community Hospital Swing Bed Skilled Care Program is that bridge between the hospital and your front door. Whether it's physical therapy or skilled nursing, we provide the expert recovery care you need right here in Sabetha. You can stay close to family and friends while you regain your strength. Talk to your doctor about the Swing Bed Skilled Care Program at Sabetha Community Hospital or visit sabethahospital.com to learn more.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Seneca at Nemaha Central High School, our quadruple header on KNCA continues with game number two, and it's our first boys semifinal contest. Jake and Bob up and out. We got Paige queued up on the Hiawatha channel. Megan, our studio producer, Brandon Tedman with you as well. We'll get the starters in a moment, but once again, this is a big opportunity for St. Mary's and Hiawatha,
right?
Two of the better teams, Jake, in this league. They haven't. This is their first matchup. They got a matchup later on in February, which could be key in terms of a Big East League title. But nonetheless, these two teams matching up for the first time here in the semifinals at the Thunder Classic.
I mean, you've done a great job of hyping this game up, and I don't think you can hype it up anymore. This is the number 9 ranked team in 2A, number 6 ranked team in 3A, Big East League battle, and honestly, in the grand scheme of things, yes, this game is important, but does it really matter for the postseason? Does it matter for league standings? No, not at all. But it's a great gauge of where these two teams are at. Just got done speaking with head coach Brady Jasper of the Hiawatha Redhawks a moment ago, and I said, hey, man, what's the strategy defensively? And he said, we're just going to go man them up. And if they start, you know, scoring, we're going to mix it up. We'll switch the zone. I mean, it was the most coach speak I've ever gotten in my life, but I respect it, and that's just what it is. He wants his dudes against their dudes and see what happens.
Well, let's get to the starting lineups for this ranked matchup between two Big East League opponents. We'll start with St. Mary's, number 9 ranked team in 2A under head coach Will Spradling. In the backcourt, 5'9 junior Jace Hurla, averaging 9 points per game. Ben DeVader, Jake mentioned him a moment ago, 5'11 senior at 20 points per. You also have Cole Hurla, a 6-foot junior, 8 points, 4 rebounds a game. Zach Summers, good swing forward at 6'3 at 10 points and 5 rebounds a game. And then Lewis Archer is a 6'5 senior at 8 points and 7 rebounds a contest. So again, for Coach Spradling and the St. Mary's Bears, their record is 8-3. Jace Hurla, Ben DeVader, Cole Hurla, Zach Summers, and Lewis Archer. For number 6 ranked in 3A, that is the Hiawatha Redhawks with a record of 11-1. They have won 10 consecutive games and 16 of 19 when you go back to last year. They're coming off a win against Troy in the quarters Tuesday. St. Mary's, they got a win over Marysville in the quarters on a Tuesday night. Carson Henry for Hiawatha, 6'1 senior at under 3 points per game. Ethan Morton, third team All-League a year ago, 5'11 senior at 12 points per game. Michael Jensen, 6-foot senior at just north of 10 points a contest. And then we get down low. Lane Kessler, big body, 6'6 senior, over 10 points, 8 rebounds a game. And then Braylon Steven Morgan, the 6'6 junior, 20-10. Jake, he is averaging, and he's coming off 25-12 in the quarterfinals on Tuesday.
He's one of the most fun guys to watch because he's that flex wing, right? He can go down low, body up on a block if he needs to, but he can step out, he can handle the basketball, he can shoot threes. I know he plays a lot of travel basketball, but when you're seeing Braylon Steven Morgan and Lane Kessler get on the same page with two bigs like that, they're almost unstoppable. But throw in the likes of Ethan Morton, throw in the likes of Michael Jensen, who just broke a school record last week. I mean, this is a very high-quality team against a very high-quality opponent by the Bears today.
It'll be Steven Morgan for the Redhawks inside the circle. Archer jumping for St. Mary's. Bears, the home team on the scoreboard in the white uniforms. Redhawks, the away team on the scoreboard. They're in the all-reds. And from right to left, the tip-off is won and controlled by St. Mary's. And here we go, our first boys semifinal in Game 2 of 4 here today on KNZA. St. Mary's averaging 64 points per game, and they're coming off that quarterfinal win earlier in the week, and that is a quick knockaway and turnover, a steal for Hiawatha.
Yeah, Ethan Morton, he's got the tall task today of defending Ben DeVader of St. Mary's. That time, DeVader tried a free throw line jumper, but he said no thank you.
Short corner right. Stephen Morgan quickly doubled his pass, deflected and taken away. Both teams turning it over on their opening possession here today. Left side of the floor, Cole Hurla back up top. This is Jace for three. In and out, no. Offensive rebound rejected by Kessler inside, and then it's ripped away by Carson Henry.
I mean, definite size advantage for Hiawatha, and Kessler making his presence felt there early against Cole Hurla.
About a minute in, no score. Redhawks and Bears, two of the better teams in this Big East League. It's Stephen Morgan, little turnaround fader from the free throw line. It hit the heel, now chased down in the corner, and it was saved by St. Mary's. Good job there by Zach Summers. Bears into the front court. Minute plus into this game, still looking for our first points. And the Bears averaging north of 63, and Hiawatha giving it up at 47 a game. Up top it goes, man-to-man defense here for the Redhawks. All red uniforms, the away team today in this matchup, and there's another turnover by the Bears, another steal for the Redhawks. Here is Michael Jensen. He had it on the dribble left wing. He wanted a foul, no call, taken away by Cole Hurla.
Aggressiveness by Jensen, but yeah, a little too loose with the dribble on that other end.
Here's Zach Summers whipping a pass to Archer in the corner. He's 6'5". Nice. Soft touch on the drive with the left hand. Lewis, Archer for two, and the Bears lead 2-0.
Drives in with the right hand. Defense comes that side. Switches to the left. Kisses it off the window. That was an impressive drive by a big-bodied man.
He is Ethan Morton with the basketball. Now Kessler a touch right wing. Jensen in the corner. Jensen the school record for threes made in a game. He did so on Friday in their win against Jeff West last week. Here is Henry trying to dump one down. A lot of traffic. Stephen Morgan couldn't handle it. Another Redhawks turnover. 2-0 Bears over 2 minutes in. Here's Jace Hurla for three. Kind of a clank off the left rim and a rebound tipped into the hands of Ethan Morton. And the Redhawks pushing. He'll stop. He'll dump it down to Kessler. He'll fight through two. He had it knocked away. Ball's on the floor. And they're going to say it was last touch. It was actually out of bounds on the baseline underneath. So the Redhawks salvage the possession.
Jace Hurla swatted it away from Kessler. Kessler tried a power dribble there at the block B tab, but nice quick hands there by Hurla.
These two teams played just once last season, and Hiawatha got the win, 68-62, and the first Redhawks basket from the senior guard at 5'11", Ethan Morton, a little fadeaway J from 10.
We're over 2 minutes into this contest, and each team with just one basket. I did not think we would have a defensive showdown in this one. B-Tab, I figured it would be fireworks flying with the scoring.
And we could see these teams pick it up quickly in spurts. A slow start, about 3 minutes in. Curling around, Summers, free throw line, Jay, that's good. Well run set there. Don't forget, you look at this St. Mary's team, head coach Will Spradling, former K-State guard, 2010 to 2013. He's been leading this program for a long time now, and they're always in contention.
Summers just made that basket for St. Mary's, a returning starter from a season ago. This St. Mary's team lost a lot last year as well. Two graduations, so talk about a team that's adapting well early on.
Here's Stephen Morgan, little one-on-one, and he straight away three, bombs one in. What a play by Braylon Stephen Morgan. That is a 60% three-point shooter, believe it or not, and it's 5-4 Redhawks.
A little bit of a hezzy there from the top of the key and hits bottom.
And Carson Henry in the near side corner comes away with a loose ball, another turnover by the Bears. A little sloppy at times here early on. We're 4:20 left in this opening frame and a 5-4 Redhawks lead. Bears going man-to-man. Morton stepping back. They go under the screen. He'll fire, missing left rim on a three. And ripping the rebound is Cole Hurla from the Bears. Up to Brother Jace. Left side on the wing. Back up top it goes. Zach Summers. He doesn't hesitate. He'll fire. Up off the heel. Hits the rim twice and falls through for a triple. Zach Summers with a five spot here in the first few minutes.
Again, you mentioned it. Quick shooter right there. He's had confidence. He fired it up right away. Again, returning starter, that matters when you're talking about varsity basketball. You've got a couple years under your belt at this level, nothing's going to frighten you.
Got a couple lead changes here early on. Good touch pass to Jensen in the corner, working, spinning in the lane, kicks it back to Henry, far left. 14 on the shot clock here for the Redhawks. Bears leading at 7-5 at 3.5 minutes to go in the first. Morton on the right side dribble. Now Stephen Morgan a touch. He's quickly doubled, and he's fouled.
I mean, that was a very slow developing offensive set there. It was Cole Hurla, 6 foot junior, guarding Braylon Stephen Morgan, who's 6 foot six. You got to get him that ball quicker. Let him go to work. A trap will be coming, so the backside pass will be open.
So that resets the shot clock for the Redhawks. It was down under 8 seconds before that foul. Now Stephen Morgan wrapped up at the free throw line, but gets it back up top here to Morton. The 7-5 Bears lead. Morton going to work, spinning, turning, trying to dump it down. Kessler a touch, spins left, fades away. Oh,
wow.
Baby, how about that finish? How about soft touch from the big body? It's tied 7-7 at 3 minutes to go here in the first.
That young man looked comfy right there, B-Tad. He loved where he was at.
Dirk Nowitzki-esque with the high knee up and the fadeaway away. Good action here early on, a 7-7 tie. Here's Ben DeVader, kicks it right. Summers short on a three off the offensive rebound and still trying to fight for it inside is Killian McCann. And a third opportunity here for the Bears on this possession. Knocked away out of bounds on a Summers drive. So a fresh reset here. Plenty of time on the shot clock. 2:39 to go in the quarter. 7-7. We're tied up.
Just was checking out the rebounds really quickly. Yeah, St. Mary's dominant right now. Three offensive rebounds early on.
Oh, good set out of the inbounds play there. And an easy bucket right side on the block for Killian McCann. And he's on the board to make it 9-7 St. Mary's.
Good offensive set, as you mentioned, triggering it in underneath their own basket. Back door wide open. Miscommunication from the rest of the defense.
Here is Jensen up top, left side Carson Henry. Approaching the final 2 minutes of this first quarter. Got multiple hurlers on the floor, multiple debaters as well for this St. Mary's team, and a loose ball. It's trying to be picked up by Carson Henry, left wing. A jump ball is called, and that'll keep it here with the Redhawks as Lewis Archer is going to check back in here for St. Mary's. A little bit taller of a lineup as he'll take the spot of Zach Summers. Another late set. We'll see Lane Smith, another senior off the bench for Will Spradling and St. Mary's.
One more coming in here. Alex Ross in for the first time for Hiawatha. St. Mary's goes bigger. Hiawatha shrinks it a little bit, bringing Kessler out and Ross in.
That's been a common substitution early in the game. Kessler for Ross. Saw that multiple times from Coach Jasper on Friday against Jeff West and also earlier this week in the quarterfinal win. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter, 9-7. Is the Bears lead, and they force a turnover taken away by St. Mary's.
Good idea that time, but it just wasn't there for Jensen. He drove in, tried to kick it to Ross on the block, but good defense by St. Mary's to force a turnover.
Here's Ben DeVader with the basketball. He's yet to score. He's averaging 20 points per game this season. Archer right back to DeVader. Working around Morton. Nice ball fake. Long to right wing. He left it short. Easy rebound pulled in. Meaty hands there, Braylon Steven Morgan.
You just told me we're 6.5 minutes into this game, and Ben DeVader has 0 points. B-Tad, I'd be calling you a liar.
I'm not a liar. That's the actual fact. Steven Morgan on a drive, short on a shot, but it's going to be a foul on the floor against the Bears. That's only the second foul on either side here in quarter number one. And they get Cole, let's see. Nope, that foul on Lewis Archer, his first. Leighton Moore, sophomore in for Hiawatha here. Morton to throw it in. 9-7, the Bears leading. 1:20 to go in the first. And multiple ties, multiple lead changes.
Still man-to-man here defensively for St. Mary's.
Here's Steven Morgan up top. Knocked down a three a little bit ago. Hands it off to Morton. Gets in the lane, trying to draw a body in and out on a floater. And it's going to be out of bounds underneath. You had two Bears going at it. And both trying to fight for a rebound. It goes out of bounds to Hiawatha.
Yeah, battling for a board right there. And they just same team right there. Steven Morgan will come out, beat Tad as Kessler's back in. Give maybe Braylon a little extended breather here to end the first frame.
Fresh shot clock. Here's Alex Ross. One dribble in, and he is rejected by two Bears, and out of bounds, it'll stay with Hiawatha.
And I actually agree with Coach Spradley right there. The shot was rejected. It looked like it hit the back of Ross as it was out of bounds. Hiawatha fortunate to keep possession here.
Got 63 seconds left in this first quarter. 9-7 our score. Bears with the lead. Redhawks with the ball. Jensen off a down screen, trying to get Kessler on the block and reaching in. It's going to be a foul on St. Mary's.
Yeah, that's going to be on Archer, and that's going to be his second.
Maybe not an ideal foul there, but the tallest player on this Bears team has to come out. Zach Summers back in for him. 58 seconds to go in this opening quarter. Another fresh shot clock on the inbounds. Jensen from Morton. Right wing, Morton telling Jensen to go back top of the key. Pounded on the perimeter as McCann knocked it to midcourt.
Wow.
It's picked up. Here's Cole Hurla to the rack for two.
Effort right there, B-Tad, is what gave St. Mary's 2 points right there. Diving bodies results in a possession.
40 seconds and counting first quarter. Bears by 4, 11-7. This Redhawks team, their only loss back on December 5th against Troy in overtime. Correction, double overtime. Here's a hard drive looking for a right side pass to Moore, and it's taken away. Turn for Redhawks. And the Bears with no shot clock on at the moment, 22 seconds and counting with a 4-point lead. Dribbling with the basketball, Lane Smith gets by a defender looking for a pass inside to Landon DeVader. He lost control but picked up by Cole Hurla. And Coach Will Spradling, finally, when Hurla got the possession, wanted a timeout with 11 seconds to go to draw something up to close out the quarter.
Yeah, this is a little bit of a run here by St. Mary's, predicated on the defensive side, getting out in transition. But right now, Hiawatha, they look a little bit gassed to me right now. A couple of these turnovers by the Redhawks have been from just not being out-hustled, I should say, by St. Mary's. So Hiawatha's got to get their legs back underneath them. 11 seconds left, excuse me, and a four-point lead for St. Mary's. Hiawatha needs a stop here. If you're the Bears, though, holy cow, if you can get a bucket right here, the way this game started, as slow starting as it was, you got a lot of confidence going into the second quarter if you can get one more bucket.
Timeouts, as always, here on KNZA, presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. If you're just joining us, we're at the 12th Annual Thunder Classic. Great stuff this season, hosted by Nemaha Central. Our first game of four on KNZA featured Rock Creek and Troy in a girls' semifinal, and it was Rock Creek defeating the Trojans 58-33. The other girls' semifinals after this one will be host Nemaha Central and Hiawatha, and then our final game, second boys' semifinal, will be host Nemaha Central and number one in 4A Rock Creek. Have some good games. Five of the eight teams here today are currently ranked. Here is a three late, and it's knocked down by Zach Summers, and that is a strong end of the first quarter for the St. Mary's Bears. So they build a 14-7 double-up at the end of the first quarter. We go to the second 8 minutes. After this 60-second timeout, you're listening to high school basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Impressive first quarter, both sides of the ball for St. Mary's. They lead Hiawatha 14-7. Just getting going. Second 8 minutes here in Seneca. Jake and Boz, we got Paige, we got Megan, Brandon with you as well. Bears first possession of the second 8 minutes and a turnover. Had it knocked away and out of bounds underneath. Redhawks get a stop to begin this second period. 14-7, Redhawks trail with the ball.
Big area right now in this game that's developing right now, B-Tad, is Hiawatha with not a single offensive rebound in this first quarter. St. Mary's, though, they've got three.
Hiawatha, one of the best rebounding teams in the Big East, averaging 36 total boards a game. Kessler using the big body on the right block, going up against Landon DeVader. And that's going to be a foul on Landon. Free throws coming for the 6'6 senior Lane Kessler.
And if I'm Hiawatha, I'm continuing to put the rock on the block, because you got big-time defender for St. Mary's out right now, Lewis Archer with two fouls. That's the first foul on Landon DeVader.
Lane Kessler knocked in the first free throw. Stephen Morgan's checking in. Ross is out, 14-8 Bears. Kessler, 63% at the line this season. He goes 2 for 2. First points of the second quarter going the way of Hiawatha. They're down 5.
I like what I'm seeing from Lane Kessler early right here. That little baby fade from the baseline earlier, soft touch from the free throw line. Looking good for a big.
Oh, nice pass. Cole Hurley inside. Zach Summers left hand at the rim. He's got a 10 spot already, and it's 16-9 now, the advantage for St. Mary's.
You're going to run man-to-man. That back cut could be open every single time. You got to keep your head on a swivel on defense if you're Hiawatha.
Bears allowing 49 points per game. They tend to play up and down. Here is Leighton Moore from the left wing. How about Leighton, a downtown triple?
Oh, man, that was a deep three, and no hesitation from the young man.
Second three in the first half for the Redhawks. They're down 4, 16-12. Bears in front with the ball. 6:45 to go, second quarter. Here's Cole Hurlow with the basketball, guarded by Mort. And he threw it between two of his own white jerseys on the right side and split it right down the middle into the second row, out of bounds for a turnover.
Great defensive set that time for Hiawatha. For St. Mary's, just miscommunication on that right there, as Hurlow thought he was going to go towards the baseline, but he did not. Easy turnover, Redhawks looking to push.
Well, the Bears have been man-to-man defensively this entire first half. Stephen Morgan, left side, it's Jensen, guarded by Jace Hurlow. They set it up. Stephen Morgan off the screen. Nice ball fake. Good extra pass. Ethan Morton from downtown. He'll spin one in straight away.
Great extra pass. You hit it on the head there, Beachhead. A pump fake from Stephen Morgan. Drove to the high post. Kicked it to the top of the key and an easy three from Ethan Morton.
And the Redhawks plus six here in the second quarter already, turning a seven-point deficit into a one-point deficit. 16-15, trying to answer Chase Hurler from three. That one is not there. Chasing down the rebound is Stephen Morgan.
Looking to push. Here comes Hiawatha.
Chance for the Redhawks to take the lead early portions, quarter number two. Here's Stephen Morgan, shaded left up top. Now left wing. Jensen wants a screen. Little two-man game. Kessler in between the rings, handing off to Morton. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Chance for the Redhawks to take the lead. Stephen Morgan, they were looking for him. Now Kessler trying to dump it down. Stephen Morgan through traffic, trying to gather, saves it. 10 seconds here on the shot clock. Jensen driving, lost control, and they're going to call an offensive foul on Jensen.
Yep, ball kind of popped free, but he had already left his feet. Defender kind of slid in a little bit late. One of those 50-50 calls does not go the way if you're a Hiawatha fan. But it goes the way of the Bears. They get a much-needed stop defensively.
Zach Summers took the charge for the Bears. Turnover by Hiawatha, so they stay down one at 16-15. 5.5 minutes to go, first half. Into the front court, right to left. Bears working on offense. Nice little dump down to Landon to Vader, but too strong is Lane Kessler. He just simply ripped it away. And the Redhawks trying to force the issue, and they give it right back.
B-Town, we are over 10 minutes into this game, and number two for St. Mary's, who averages 20 points a game, still scoreless in Mr. Ben DeVader.
Yeah,
you got to give credit to Ethan Morton guarding him face-up, man-to-man.
Yeah, I'm a fan of just teams going straight-up man. Don't get pretty with it. Let's see who's got the better defensive efforts. These two teams have been all man-to-man here in the first half. Deep three, no go. Stephen Morgan a rebound. That miss from the right wing, Cole Hurla.
And that possession, Hiawatha switched to a 2-3 zone, B-10. So, you know, right as we're pumping them up for man-to-man, they switch to 2-3 zone. They do get a stop, though, backside rebound from Stephen Morgan.
Another chance, opportunity here for the Redhawks to take the lead. They're down 16-15, not quite to the halfway point of the second quarter. Stephen Morgan being hounded up top by Cole Hurla. Now Morton not using the screen, going right, pulling up from the baseline, a little bit strong with that one. Rebound for Ben DeVader and St. Mary's, who lead it by one.
Nice kick.
Good long pass, but just a little too much heat behind it. Corhurla couldn't handle in the corner. Bears give it right back.
So kind of both teams, you know, we got it to the 16-15 margin. Both teams struggling to value possessions right now. A lot of turnovers here in the last four or five possessions.
Approaching the 4:20 mark in the second quarter. 16-15 our score, but the Redhawks have had the advantage here in the second quarter. They trailed 14-7 at the end of one. Stephen Morgan lowering the shoulder, fading away. Beautifully done inside the free throw line for two.
And maybe Coach Bradley, I mean, there's no maybe about it. He knows a lot more about his team than I do. But having 6-foot junior Cole Hurla guard Braylon Stephen Morgan just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So if I'm Hiawatha, I'm going to him every single time.
Redhawks back in front by one. Bears trying to answer on the right side from Ben DeVader. Can't knock down a triple. Another Stephen Morgan rebound. Little momentum on the side of the Redhawks at 3:50 to go in the half.
And I look for 25 to go down to the block. Again, post up. He's got 6 inches of height advantage on his guy.
Morton getting by the defender. Jace Hurla picks it up. Looks left into the corner. Contested three. Leighton Moore. It's going to be a little bit too long on that one. And a rebound cleared away by St. Mary's. 3:35 to go in the half. 17-16 Redhawks driving in. Summers had it stripped away. Saved it into the corner. Cole Hurla keeps it alive. Looking for Summers, and it's knocked away in a steal. And long pass up the floor, taken away by Moore. And now it was a two-on-two break. Morton from the left side trying to find Carson Henry, and that pass had a little too much behind it. Redhawks give it right back.
17-16. These two teams is battling right now. Here in the second quarter, Hiawatha winning the frame. And as mentioned, now switching down to a 2-3 zone defensively.
Around a screen up top, Jace Hurla kicking left to Vader. Now into the corner, it's Cole Hurla, three. This one a long rebound, but chased down on the perimeter. Second chance for the Bears. And a fresh shot clock with 3 minutes to go in the half, trailing Hiawatha by one.
Fourth offensive rebound already in this game for St. Mary's.
Here's Jace Hurla back up top to Vader, a touch. Again, averaging 20 points per game coming in. He is scoreless to this point. Now Jace Hurla again trying to split the top of that 2-3 zone, and he is, ooh, I don't think they were going to call a travel. No, it's going to be a foul on the Redhawks against Carson Henry.
They say that he was assisted a little bit, was Cole Hurla when he slid his feet. So possession stays with St. Mary's underneath their own basket.
It'll be Killian McCann to throw it in, left side of his own backboard. 17-16 Redhawks, 2:45 to go, second quarter. Both these teams are high flyers on offense, but it's been defensive heavy in this first half here in this semifinals. Here's McCann, hard drive, flips it up and in with the left hand, through traffic with English on it, and Killian McCann, his second basket, he's got four. Bears retake the lead at 18-17.
Non-starter, but man, I love six, seven guys off the bench that have the effort that Killian McCann's got for St. Mary's.
Here's Kessler, right side corner, back up top to Morton, right side on the wing, they want a down screen for Moore, and away from the ball, it's an offensive foul against the Redhawks.
So there was no foul called officially. They're saying that he stepped on the baseline as he was driving baseline to kick to the corner. So no foul, just a turnover on Hiawatha. But empty possessions, the last four possessions for the Redhawks, three of those resulting from turnovers.
Multiple ties, multiple lead changes here in this first half, approaching the final 2 minutes. St. Mary's the possession, the one-point lead against Hiawatha, 18-17. Both these teams ranked in their respective classifications. Bears are in at 8-3, Hiawatha 11-1, beautifully done set again, and that bucket with a left-handed layup for Cole Hurla, he's got four, and it's a three-point Bears lead, under 2 minutes to go in the half.
Hiawatha switched back man-to-man that time, and a nice back cut there from Hurla, found wide open on the line.
Right now, Morton between the rings, couple dribbles, now Stephen Morgan right elbow, back to the bucket, had it knocked away, and a steal for Ben DeVader. DeVader trying to go coast to coast, he backs out left corner. Now up top, Jace Hurla, left side three, it was on target but long, and a rebound is from Carson Henry. Hiawatha fans wanted to reach in there, Ben DeVader shook his head like, nah, we're good. Here's Henry, had it knocked away, but a double dribble called, and right now the Bears have the momentum, they get the ball back up 3:1:26 to go in the quarter.
That is five turnovers here in the second quarter for Hiawatha, and that is now 12 in the game for the Redhawks here in this first half.
Yeah, turnovers an issue, and this is a Hiawatha team that only turns it over, Jake, 13 times per game.
Ooh.
I'm about to hit that mark here before the half. That has helped the Bears out to a 20-17 lead approaching the final minute. As they're going to turn it over here, that's just simply through the hands of DeVader and out of bounds near side.
And heavy play there by Ethan Morton as well. A lot of times you see kids go after that basketball, but he was going to be all of his momentum coming to the boundary. He just sat back, let it go out of play. Minute 10 to go. Hiawatha's got a chance to cut this lead.
Well, right now the advantage this quarter on the point total has been Hiawatha, but again, they were down 14-7 after the first 8 minutes. Bears leading by three at the moment, and Hiawatha turning it over once again.
Good help that time by Zach Summers on the baseline.
Long pass up the floor, and then Killian McCann had it knocked away and out of bounds underneath by Michael Jensen.
Man, nice defensive effort by St. Mary's. Summers on the backside of that, and then on the runout opportunity, give credit Michael Jensen for getting back defensively and swatting it away.
30 seconds on the shot clock here for the Bears, 54 seconds to go here in the quarter. Summers gets a touch, now right side. It is Hurla.
Nice.
Again, another great set. Shot up and good. Boy, the Bears just move so well. Getting good looks as Zach Summers has 12 points here in the first half. And the Bears are leading by five with about a 9 second difference between the shot clock and the game clock.
Execution has to happen, right? But that's all from the drawing up on the board by Coach Will Spradling.
Here's Morton going to work one-on-one. Threw some contact. He flipped it up with the left hand. Didn't even graze iron and a rebound for St. Mary's. Shot clock is turned off. Why not? DeVader steps into one. He can't knock down a left side three. Offensive rebound by Killian McCann, and he's fouled. He'll shoot two.
Yeah, Killian McCann, again, I love this kid. Like, he's like a little Energizer Bunny, and a technical foul just got called.
So the first foul going against Carson Henry. And a technical foul against Michael Jensen. The official did not like something that Jensen said there. So at the free throw line, it's going to be Killian McCann. He's got 4 points here in the first half. The Bears leading by five. That free throw is good. First free throw attempt in the game for St. Mary's. Their lead is 23-17. We're south of 20 seconds to go in the half. Second free throw here as well.
So Killian did a great job there of getting the normal foul shots, but now these are the technical free throws that are coming up here. And beat that. These are potentially 4 points. It's a massive swing here in the second quarter.
Here's Ben DeVader going to shoot the technical free throws, and he knocks in the first. And you mentioned the swing that this is giving the Bears right before the half. And he knocks them both down. So the combination of Ben DeVader, Killian McCann go 4 for 4 at the line right there.
And St. Mary's gets the basketball. So not only 4 points right there from the free throw line, but St. Mary's can also hold for the final shot if they want to.
The scoreboard was a little tardy to get these up. It should be 25-17. And Will Spradlin looking at the scoreboard and saying, hey, we should have one more. On a game we expect to be tight, two very competitive teams.
Yeah.
You can't forget one.
No doubt about it. And give credit right there. I want to talk to Coach Brady Jasper there. That emotions were high right in that moment. He went over to the official that made that foul call and the text call, and he said, hey, who was the foul on originally? He got that verification that it was on Hiawatha's Carson Henry, and he said, okay, and he moved on from it. A lot of times you can see emotions get the better of you, and you can get that situation made even worse. But good job by Coach Jasper collecting his guys. He got Jensen out. He'll get an extended break here. And technical fouls can go one of two ways for a team, B-Tad. They could either energize you as a group, or they could just spiral out of control. And right now you're seeing Hiawatha trying to keep their collective emotions in check.
It is actually 26-17. They were two off on those free throws, so it's a all of a sudden 9-point lead, and the Bears could get double digits here on the advantage with 10 seconds to go until the half. Here's Ben DeVader with it. Man-to-man guarded by Morton. Wants to go to work. Diving in from the left wing. Flicks it up. Can't get it to go. Rebound Leighton Moore. He's got 2 seconds at half court. This is going to count. Couldn't get it to go. It's off the backboard. But a strong end to the first half of the St. Mary's Bears as they lead the Hiawatha Redhawks in our first boys semifinal game today here in Seneca. Halftime score. It is Bears 26 and Redhawks 17. Again, our halftime show coming your way next. Presented by Highland Community College. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Your trusted local insurance experts are growing. While you've known us at Southeast Nebraska Insurance, we're excited to announce our new name, Riverstone Insurance Group. Same great team, same commitment to our Southeast Nebraska neighbors. Now with offices in Fall City, Rockport, and Mound City to serve you even better. From home and auto to farm and business, we're still here to protect what matters most. We're Riverstone Insurance Group, your future secured.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
Hi, this is Reggie Haney here at Garrett's Country Mart in Sabetha. I'd love to encourage you to come shop at our locally owned and operated grocery store. With over 200 years of management experience, our staff is knowledgeable and friendly. We are a full-service store with meat cutters, produce, and a full-service bakery and deli serving the best fried chicken in town. Come check us out, and thanks for shopping local at Garrett's Country Mart.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's our first boys semifinal here at the 12th Annual Thunder Classic. Right now, a Big East League battle between two ranked teams, and it's the St. Mary's Bears leading the Hiawatha Redhawks 26-17 here at the halftime break. Our halftime show, as always, brought to you by Highland Community College. Well, going through some of the individual numbers, St. Mary's, 12 points and 2 threes. And that first half from 6'3 senior Zach Summers. Outside of that, 4 points Cole Herla, 2 points from Ben DeVader, who came in averaging 20 on the season per game. And then also Killian McCann, 6 points. Lewis Archer with 2 as well. And then Hiawatha, they got 5 apiece. Ethan Morton and Braylon Sieben Morgan, 4 points for Lane Kessler, and 3 points for Leighton Moore. St. Mary's had a 14-7 lead at the end of one, and right now they lead at 26-17 at the halftime break. The shooting numbers for Hiawatha in the first half, 6 of 15 from the floor, good for 40%. They were 3 of 6 from 3. You look at the rebound numbers right now, 10-8 in favor of the Bears. You look at the shooting numbers for St. Mary's, they were just 2 of 11 from 3, 8 of 12 from inside the arc. So overall, 43%, 10 of 23 was St. Mary's shooting in that first half. As always, our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton, Mike Tanking, Kay Omler, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting. That is with Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff. Again, our halftime score at St. Mary's 26 and Hiawatha 17. More halftime coverage after a break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Falls City Tigers, Sacred Heart Irish, F&M Bank. What do they all have in common? Local pride. F&M Bank is proud to be your only locally chartered and now the only Nebraska-based bank in Falls City. That means your money stays right here working for our community. Stop in and visit with one of our friendly team members to learn how we can keep your money working locally right here in Falls City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
In the world of firearms, you need more than just a purchase. You need precision, reliability, and trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmith Inc. comes in. We're your local experts for sales, diagnostics, intricate repairs, custom builds, and meticulous restorations. At Paladin, we ensure every firearm meets the highest standards of safety and performance. Whether you're an experienced owner or just starting your journey, we're committed to safe, responsible ownership. Discover the difference true craftsmanship makes. Visit Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing at 1801 Stone Street in Falls City. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabatha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Once again, it feels like we've been here a while, but Jake and Boz and Paige and Megan and Kurt all helping out here today. The Thunder Classic 12th Annual. Jake, we were here last year for this tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, on the boys' side, it was Nemaha Central beating St. Mary's in that championship game, and that was also at the time a battle of top-tier teams in their respective classes. Uh-huh. We could potentially see a rematch if it works out that way, but Nemaha Central in our fourth game tonight, our quad header wrapping up with, of course, we saw the Troy girls play Rock Creek, who was number 7 in the 4A class, but
Right.
Omaha Central boys later tonight get a Rock Creek team that is number one ranked in the 4A class. And quick tip, Rock Creek boys and the Atchison Phoenix.
Phoenix,
the only two undefeated teams left in Class 4A.
Hey, they're top two ranked for a reason. 4A has got some world beaters, no doubt about it. But you mentioned St. Mary's maybe getting that championship game. Hiawatha, they got aspirations for that as well, B-Tab. But there's some things that have got to change here in the second half if you're a Hiawatha Redhawk. And some of those things that need to change is honestly just your play on the floor with your mindset. Emotions got a little bit tense there at the end of that first half. Some emotions boiled over. A technical was assessed. I'm curious to see how this team comes out of the halftime break, because that was a two-point ball game before all of that happened. You had a four free throws made and then a three-pointer made. 7 points assessed, basically because of somebody's emotions getting the better of them. And so this easily could be a 19-17 game at the half. Instead, it's 26-17. I think there's a lot to be said about, can this team find some inner grit? And if you're St. Mary's, man, 10 baskets in that first half, B-Tad, 5 of them off of assists. That is execution of your offense. And Coach Will Spradling has gotten everything drawn up the way he's wanted to in those sets, and these kids have executed very, very well.
Well, this is going to be a fun second half for sure, getting set to start this third quarter. Game 2 of 4 here on KNCA. Again, Hiawatha trailing St. Mary's 26-17. Right now, St. Mary's being led by Zach Summers with 12. And also on the other side for Hiawatha, pretty light in the scoring department, 5 apiece from Ethan Morton and also Braylon Stephen Morgan. Once again, the halftime show, it was presented by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu. It'll be Carson Henry, Ethan Morton, Lane Kessler, Braylon Stephen Morgan, and Michael Jensen on the floor to kick things off, quarter number 3. It'll be starters as well, it appears, for the St. Mary's Bears, Jace Hurla, Ben DeVader, Cole Hurla, Zach Summers, and Lewis Archer. Well, we switch sides of the floor. Redhawks, the opening possession of the second half. They now travel right to left as we sit middle of the bleachers here at Nemaha Central High School. They try to go right down to Kessler, and standing in front was Cole Hurla, and he just simply took it away.
Yeah, right now they're running Kessler on the block. There's help behind him, and so you got to swing the ball around the perimeter, get some movement before you can make that entry pass.
Jace Hurla with the basketball, gets it right back from Summers on the right wing. Summers on a cut, short corner right, backing out into the corner, gets by Kessler. Kessler swung his arm through, knocked it away to Archer left wing, who hands it back to Ben DeVader, a downtown triple. Clanks off the left rim, and a rebound cleared away by Kessler.
Okay, so both teams come out of the half, B-Tad, in man-to-man. Both teams have empty possessions.
Quick touchdown low, trying to find Kessler with Stephen Morgan, and that pass tipped away by Archer, and another turnover for the Redhawks.
Keep in mind, Archer missed the majority of the second quarter in foul trouble.
Jace Hurla caught underneath. Archer, the 6'5 senior for three. It is nothing but nylon.
Man, he didn't think he made it. He thought he was short, B-Tad. He started going to the lane to get his rebound, but that was nothing but nylon, and look out, but the Bears are up by 12.
A minute's gone by, quarter number 3, 29-17. Bears all the momentum, carrying it over from that latter portion of the second period. Redhawks need a stop, need a bucket or two. Stephen Morgan trying to answer, a little fadeaway from the right side. It's a triple by Stephen Morgan.
And that's fine. It's a great offensive set. You want to see that happen more for Hiawatha, but they got to get a stop on the defensive end if you're a Redhawk fan.
29-20 Bears. They have the possession and the 9-point lead. Man-to-man here for the Redhawks. Here's Summers, short corner right. Hand down, man down. He'll fire along two. It is high off the rim and tipped into the hands of Ethan Morton, far sideline, pushing up the floor. Guarded by DeVader, and the Bears come away with a steal.
Lost the handle.
Two-on-two break, and then Jensen knocked it away. Good transition defense, knocking it away from Jace Hurla. But the Bears do get that stop and the possession back.
Yeah, Ben DeVader just rode Morton to that sideline the entire way. Ran out of real estate, lost the ball for that turnover.
First meeting between these two this season. They'll play their Big East League matchup at St. Mary's on February 13. Summers, tough turnaround shot inside. Barely grazed the front rim. Stephen Morgan, another rebound.
First four possessions for Hiawatha. 1-3 by Stephen Morgan, but three turnovers make it 4 out of 5.
Well, it's saved. Kessler turned around. And
yeah.
Kind of a bizarre play here. And let's check the call. I think it was turnover v. turnover. And then a foul on the floor going against Jace Hurla.
We got to check with our official statistician here today. Was that turnover v. turnover, or are you saying loose ball? All right, turnover and turnover, all right.
So a little sporadic, but nonetheless, it's the possession still for Hiawatha. Right side of the floor, and knocked away and out of bounds.
Can we call them official stats today since Boz is just focused only on that right now?
I think I've had a conversation with Boz talking to me about his struggles with numbers and stuff, so this seems like a tough task for him today. Now, very good. We greatly appreciate it. Don't think anything otherwise, no doubt. 5:44 to go, third quarter, 9-point lead for the Bears. Jensen a triple, it was on target but short, and the rebound for Jace Hurla. Hurla with the dribble into the front court behind the back, top of the key, guarded by Henry. Now left side to Summers. He'll drive, he'll get to the rack, and it hit off the heel and fell into the hands of Lane Kessler. Good look, just couldn't convert. 9-point Bears lead, 2.5-plus minutes into the third. Here's Kessler up top, looking down low. Archer closing out. Now over the top, Stephen Morgan catching, turning, caught, up, and it's in there, and one.
Man, he's just an issue, and this is only the probably second or third time that we've been able to talk about Braylon Stephen Morgan on the block having Cole Hurla trying to body him up. There's a 6-inch difference between these two, B-Tad. That time, Stephen Morgan gets it. He's strong with the basketball, dumps it in for the basket, and one.
Second foul on Cole Hurla. Stephen Morgan trying to cap that 3-point play, and it is perfect at the line. He leads Hiawatha with 11. He's coming off 25 points and 12 rebounds on Tuesday night in the win against Troy. Nice little spark here. That 6-point deficit for Hiawatha is cut in half at 6, 3 minutes into this third quarter. And a man for the Redhawks. It is DeVader up top. Good matchup there, guarded by Morton. Now Archer wanted to step back, but closed out by Kessler. Instead, up top, it goes to Jace Hurla. Diving in from the right wing, picks it up, back into the corner. 12 on the shot clock. Nice DeVader, little gather, couldn't make the finger roll inside with the left hand. It trickled off the rim into the hands of Michael Jensen.
That was a good aggressive take by DeVader, but good defensive adjustment by Hiawatha, looking to try and cut this lead in half again, maybe.
Once down 12, just a couple of minutes ago. 29-23 Bears, 4:33. Clock moving south, third quarter. Winner moves on to the championship game tomorrow. Up top, Stephen Morgan off the screen. He's wide open. It's halfway down, but Kessler the rebound. Out to Morton, left side three. That one off the heel. Kessler again, but a foul on the floor.
This might be against Summers.
I think it's going on Cole Hurla. Jensen found his way on the floor. Nope, you are right. Good sir. Zach Summers will pick up his first.
It's good it wasn't on Hurla if you're a Bears fan, because that would have been number three on him.
Correct. Boy, how about two really good looks from downtown there. Stephen Morgan missing. Morton after the offensive rebound. Here's Kessler turning. Oh, there's that fadeaway.
Oh,
top touch again.
Oh.
Lane Kessler, his second basket. He's got six in the game, and all of a sudden a 12-point deficit down to four. 29-25, about the halfway point of the third quarter. Archer up top between the rings, guarded by Stephen Morgan. He's waiting for a play to develop. Now he wants to go to work. Thought about stepping back. Closed out by Stephen Morgan quickly. Now DeVader curling to the rack. Rejected by Stephen Morgan off the glass. It's out of bounds underneath. And it's going to Hiawatha. Defensively down low, Stephen Morgan. Nicely done.
Well, you're seeing this little run that Hiawatha's on right now. At one point, it was 29-17. It's an 8-0 run by the Redhawks, all predicated on the defensive side of the ball.
Here's Ethan Morton, casual, waist-high dribbles down the middle of the floor. Right side, Stephen Morgan on the wing. Kessler, the post touch. He's too deep. He gets one up. Can't make it. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up and in. Second chance out there for Lane Kessler. He's got eight, and it's 29-27, a 10-0 Hiawatha run.
Boss just says, feed Kessler the ball. Timeout, St. Mary's.
The run and momentum on the side of Hiawatha. It is a full timeout. We'll follow suit. Redhawks in the middle of a 10-0 run. They're down two. It's 29-27. Bears by a deuce, 3:26 to go, third quarter. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobShortsFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, we expected a tightly contested matchup between two of the best teams in the Big East League. It's Hiawatha and St. Mary's. 3:26 to go, third quarter. First semifinal here at the 12th annual Thunder Classic. Just a few minutes ago, Jake, this Hiawatha team was staring down a 29-17 deficit, but a 10-0 Redhawks run have them within 29-27.
Well,
past the halfway point, third quarter.
I mean, it's all starting on the defensive side for the Redhawks right now. They're playing great man-to-man defense. Coach Jasper's keeping them in man-to-man. St. Mary's is struggling to find open looks, and any threes they're taking aren't falling right now, and then offensive opportunities.
Wide open off the down screen, and that is a beautiful set. And Killian McCann knocks down a triple.
Have I mentioned how much I like Killian McCann's game?
Bottle of senior.
Man, he's so good.
32-27 Bears approaching the final 3 minutes. Again, Kessler had it knocked away, and it's taken away by St. Mary's. 2-on-1 break. Here comes Jensen on the trail, and Stephen Morgan had no choice but to foul.
Yep. I like the idea. Again, Hiawatha, they've been giving the ball down low to Lane Kessler, let him go to work. That time, St. Mary's made an adjustment, and they brought a second guy over the top to make it tough.
First foul on Stephen Morgan. That puts Zach Summers at the line. Leading scorer in this game with 12. He has yet to score in the third quarter. Two dribbles, bend to the knees, and he fires it up and in. 13 today for Zach Summers. 33-27, so a quick 4-0 run here by St. Mary's to build this lead back out of touch. Second on the way. Second rattles in there. 14 for Zach Summers, and it's 34-27, a touchdown advantage for St. Mary's. Now a 5-0 run for the Bears after the Redhawks went on a 10-0 run themselves. Here's Henry up top, left side Jensen, down low. Stephen Morgan back to the bucket, turning through a triple team, and that is beautiful footwork for Stephen Morgan, who gets one up and in for two.
Yeah, right now, St. Mary's, they don't have Lewis Archer on the floor right now, so no really big presence for them down low.
34-29, 5-point Bears lead, 2.5 minutes to go third quarter. Here is Summers off a curl. He's straight away. Now left side, Jace Hurla darts a pass to Vader. Turnaround, fadeaway. That's a tough finish indeed. DeVader's been quiet tonight, but his first field goal make, he's got 4 in the game. It's 36-29 Bears approaching the final 2 minutes of the third quarter.
He's an impressive kid, impressive athlete, B-Tad, and right there he showed why.
Jensen fumbled it a little bit on the right wing. Takes one dribble left, skips it Henry's way, left wing. Back up top, Stephen Morgan. Man-to-man here for the Bears. Morton left side touch. Wants a Stephen Morgan screen, goes left of it. Tough shot over a defender. Hits the rim twice. Kessler, the offensive rebound. He's done that twice here in the third quarter.
Yep. Lane Kessler is making his presence felt here in the third frame. You wonder, did Coach Jasper go to him and say, hey, Big 52, we need you down low.
36-31 Bears. Minute 35 and counting third quarter. Here is Killian McCann straight away, halfway down and out on a three, tipped into the hands of Carson Henry for the Redhawks. They get it back down 5, under 90 seconds to go in the third.
I'm going back down to 52, man, if I'm Hiawatha right now.
Stephen Morgan on the dribble, picks it up, left side, Morton on the wing, little two-man game, same exact scenario, high off the window, Morton can't get it to go again, and off the miss, a rebound for the Bears, pushing up the floor quickly. It is Cole Hurla in the corner, and now a miscommunicated play and a steal for the Redhawks. Up the floor, Ethan Morton. He'll gather, missing a shot, put up and in off the miss by Stephen Morgan. 15 for Braylon, it's 36-33 Bears.
Running the floor right now, Hiawatha's doing it very, very well in transition opportunities and making them count.
50 seconds and counting in this third quarter of play. Two of the best teams in the Big East going at it for a spot in this championship game. Another tough shot in the lane over Stephen Morgan. And how about that finish from Cole Hurla? He's got 6, 38-33. About a 4-second difference between the shot clock,
man,
and the game clock.
That was some touch from the junior right there over the outstretched arm to 7-foot wingspan, Stephen Morgan.
Stephen Morgan on the dribble, going to work, had it knocked away in the paint, and a steal. Quickly up the floor, Ben DeVader, nobody home. He'll lay it in with ease. Big swing there, 6 for DeVader, and it's 40-33 Bears. Final 15 seconds here in the third.
Yeah, Hiawatha holds for 1 here. Tries to cut in their 7-point deficit with a bucket to end the quarter.
9 seconds and counting. Morton, about 40 feet away on the right wing. Wants a screen. 5 seconds. Gets in the lane. He'll take it all the way. He'll get it up and in right at the buzzer. And that's going to take us to the end of a very entertaining and back-and-forth third quarter. 7 in the game for Ethan Morton. And it's 40-35 Bears as we go to the final 8 minutes. Spot in the championship game is on the line. Don't go anywhere. We're back in a minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com.
We have a simple formula at Shelter Insurance. Provide personalized coverage at great rates with local agents to help you choose the coverage you need. And if the unexpected happens, fulfill our promise to be there when you need us most. Shelter Insurance ranked #1 in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 7 of the last 8 years by J.D. Power.
see how much you can save by visiting local shelter agents Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Courtney Boswell in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Getting ready to start the fourth quarter. We had a little bit of an issue with the scoreboard, but an 18-14 advantage for the Redhawks in that third quarter. One down 12 in that third period. We got a 40-35 St. Mary's lead as we go to the final 8 minutes. Here is a quick trigger. Ben DeVader downtown. Ooh. Oh, boy, what a shot. He knocked it down for three.
So Hiawatha switches his zone. They go to a 2-1-2 zone that at the time, B-Tad, and nobody got to the corner quick enough. And Ben DeVader, wide open three.
That's a big shot. 20 seconds into the fourth quarter. Bears back in front by eight. Their largest lead was 12 in the third quarter. Hiawatha got it down to four at one point. Right now down eight, 30 seconds into the fourth. Kessler, a lot of bodies and meat around him. He gets bumped down. Lewis Archer helping him up. Always going to shout out some good sportsmanship. But the foul on St. Mary's going against Ben DeVader.
Yeah, and again, the entry pass was there, but it was thrown too late by Carson Henry. You got to look for your big down low in Lane Kessler early and often. And if it's not there, that was a dangerous pass.
St. Mary's with the lead, trying to make a return trip to the Thunder Classic Championship game where they lost to Nemaha Central in a fantastic game last season. Got to get through Hiawatha, but Hiawatha going to have to rally here in the fourth quarter. Just over 7 minutes to go. It's an eight-point Bears lead. 20 on the shot clock. Henry right wing looking for a cutter. Morton bailing him out. Leighton Moore chasing down. Now Stephen Morgan doubled inside. That was not a good pass, and it's taken away by the Bears. Getting it up the floor quickly. Here is Lane Smith, and he will go to the rack. A little bit of pace, and a foul's going to be called.
Transition, you know, bad shots or loose ball takeaways defensively for one team results in run opportunities for the other team, and that time St. Mary's got out on the floor quick and up the floor quick. Now at the line for two.
Carson Henry is third foul. This is Smith at the line. He can't knock down the first free throw. Lane Smith, a senior, off the bench. Not a lot of production. Played a little bit of time in that first half, getting his first opportunity to run here in the fourth quarter. Trying to go one for two, and able to do so. Gets the kind touch.
So that's 1 point right there for St. Mary's, B-Tech. But that's another point off of a turnover. Hiawatha with 20 turnovers in this game so far.
That is not quite like what this Redhawks team has done this year, averaging 13 turnovers a game coming in. Morton, a deep one, right wing, book it from downtown. Huge shot, Ethan Morton. He's got 10 in his second three tonight.
And they needed it right there, did the Redhawks. They needed some kind of a bucket, and now switch it back down on the defensive side. They would go back to man-to-man.
44-38, St. Mary's by six. We're 90 seconds into the final quarter. Bears with that advantage and the basketball currently 20 on the shot clock. Here's Smith, left side on the wing. Get it up top to DeVader. Heating up here in the fourth quarter. Archer, a post touch. Good matchup here with Kessler. Got it up over Kessler, but he missed the shot. Lane Smith, an offensive rebound. Here's a drive by Killian McCann. Gets it all the way into the corner. DeVader, three. Yes, he did it again. Ben DeVader hit one from the left corner, that one from the right corner, and it's 47-38 Bears, 2 minutes into the fourth quarter.
Offensive rebounding, we talked about it most of this game by St. Mary's, producing that bucket.
DeVader nearly stripped it away from Kessler inside, but it goes out of bounds on the baseline. It'll stay here with Hiawatha. 24 on the shot clock. Got to go on a run here. They're down nine.
Timeout, Coach Jasper.
It is a full. We'll follow suit. Our first boys semifinal. Two of the best in the Big East going at it, but right now it's St. Mary's leading Hiawatha 47-38. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Big news, Nebraska. Frontier Bank is now Equity Bank. You'll still see the same friendly faces, now backed by the strength and service of Equity Bank. Enjoy powerful digital banking tools, no ATM fees anywhere, anytime, and early pay, giving you access to your paycheck up to 2 days early on applicable accounts. It's everything you need from a bank that never forgets it's your money. Stop by your nearest location or visit equitybank.com to learn more. Welcome to Equity Bank, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, if you're just joining us, we're here in Seneca at Nemaha Central High School. It's the 12th annual Thunder Classic. And again, the schedule change, championships and third place games and such set for Saturday originally, but with the weather coming in and expected this weekend, Thunder Classic will close out tomorrow with the championship games. Rock Creek girls advancing to take one of those four spots, defeating Troy in our first game today. And right now, game two, first boys semifinal. Out of this timeout, battle in the Big East. It's St. Mary's leading Hiawatha 47-38, just south of 6 minutes to go. Out of the timeout, let's see what Coach Jasper drew up for his team here. Morton to throw it in. They bounce it into Kessler towards the elbow. He's working inside a little left-handed turnaround. Can't get the shot to go. Foul is called. Again, you mentioned it earlier. Just get the ball inside the lane. He's got a big size advantage down there.
Got a big size advantage, and she's shown all year long, no doubt, but even more so today with his comfortability with his handles and his feet tonight.
And DeVader, his second foul. That first free throw by Kessler is short, no good. He is good from the line for a big body, 64%. He was 2 for 2 before that miss today. Bays 47-38, second one on the way. That one is good. He goes 1 for 2. 11 in the game for Lane Kessler. It's 47-39 Bears.
You said he's a big body, a pretty good free throw shooter, 64%. I'm a little body, and I really don't think I can shoot more than 50% myself. Way better
There's
than Barza.
DeVader, the heat check off the right rim, high for the rebound and a stop there. Stephen Morgan grabs it down for Hiawatha. And that's his game. He can grab a board above everybody and bring it down the floor himself. He's got it on the dribble up top. He's kind of losing the handle, but gets it into the corner with Alex Ross, who's back into the game.
And when you're 6'6", it's tough to dribble that low to the court, especially when you got smaller guys on you like Killian McCann right now.
Stephen Morgan, they were looking for him, reaching and knocking it out of bounds was McCann. So it stays here with Hiawatha, 12 on the shot clock. Zach Summers back in, replacing Lane Smith. Michael Jensen back in, replacing Leighton Moore.
I like the rotation that St. Mary's does right now with their guys, because Summers, that entire last 3 minutes of game time, he was not in the ball game, and they went on a run.
47-39 Bears, 5:15 to go in the game, 8 seconds still on the shot clock here. Morton glancing up at it, gets a screen, it was well defended, he'll step back, tough shot, he knocks down a three. Ethan Morton, his third triple, he has got 13 in the game, and it's 47-42 Bears.
Wide open.
Ball fake in the right corner, staggered stance, and another three right back in the face with Killian McCann. This time he's got 12.
And then they got to take a timeout because there is some miscommunication right now for Hiawatha on the defensive side of it. Nobody helping Ethan Morton trying to trigger the ball in.
We'll keep it right here, and Coach Brady Jasper just kind of hands at the hips and hands like, guys, someone has to go get the ball when someone is throwing it in. And that, you look at the timeout, and that's a tough one to take because right now the Bears with an 8-point lead, 4:51 to go. Again, whatever happens here, these two teams are going to match up again February 13th at St. Mary's, and I would have to imagine there are Big East League title implications potentially on the line in that one here in a few weeks.
Yeah, that one is the bigger game of the two, right? But this one, it still matters. You know, you got St. Mary's that's trying to go to their third championship game in this tournament, and Hiawatha trying to go to their first here in this tournament as a Thunder Classic. So you got two teams that want to get some hardware here in this tournament, but you mentioned it, the one in a few weeks definitely means more, but man, both of these teams, they need this win here today to keep that momentum they got going right now. Hiawatha's on an amazing 10-game winning streak right now. They don't want to see it end today.
11-1, the Red Hawks record. Bears came in at 8-3. Right now the Bears have an 8-point lead, just south of 5 minutes to go. All right, out of the timeout, Stephen Morgan right wing. They get it over to Alex Ross. He'll drive in, little sidestep, and they're going to call a foul on the floor. Might have got away with a walk.
Yep. The official, I do like that call because, yes, he traveled, but they're saying he was bumped, forcing that travel there by Ross.
Third team foul now on the Bears, so they got one more to give. 4:37, it resets the shot clock for the Bears, or for the Hiawatha, excuse me. They get it into Stephen Morgan. Nice dump down. He had it knocked away and out of bounds.
Summers,
keep it.
Summers again, B-10. Sorry for stepping on you.
Active
right there.
Hand.
My goodness. Those are the kind of plays, Killian McCann and Zach Summers, are who we've talked about a lot today with those.
Morton trying to throw it in. Dumps it high right into the backcourt here with Michael Jensen. 4.5 minutes to go in this game. Redhawks are down 8. Here's Morton up top. He's had a nice fourth quarter. Thought about a three. Instead, dumps it back up top. Stephen Morgan going to work. Left elbow. Little ball fake. Shot is short. And trying to save it
as
Jensen does so in the corner. Stephen Morgan back inside. A lot of pushing and a foul there. Archer helping Stephen Morgan off the deck. 2 free throws for the 6'6 junior, Braylon Stephen Morgan.
And I think that there might be some sarcastic applause going right there for the Hiawatha faithful, because Stephen Morgan, he's been getting beat up most of this game. They're bodying him up hard, and that time they do get the whistle.
So Stephen Morgan at the line, 4:16 to go in the game. First freebie, halfway down and out, no good.
Gonna have to check on the free throws right now. Hiawatha now just 2 out of 4 on the day.
In the fourth quarter. currently 4 for 7.
Thank you.
And that one is in there. So 1 for 2, and Stephen Morgan's got 16. It is 50-43 Bears. 4:10 to go in this one. We still got two more broadcasts coming your way after this one.
Will Brandon's voice hold up, folks? We'll see shortly.
The higher probability is no. But we fight through. That's what we do. Here's Archer. Oh, untouched around a screen. But he can't make the layup. As easy of a bunny as you can get. Redhawks catch a break. And here's Jensen into the front court, far side. Stephen Morgan up top. 3:45 to go. Redhawks down 7. Ooh. And Stephen Morgan called for a travel.
Displaced his pivot foot right there as he spun around a defender. But that was the moment right there. St. Mary's had a wide-open layup. They could have extended the lead back up to 9. They missed the shot. Hiawatha, they get a bucket right there. Uncle Moe's now shifting to their side of the floor.
The turnovers have been an issue tonight for the Redhawks for sure. They're a very good team in terms of handling the rock, but not so much in this one tonight. That's helped the Bears. And a timeout for Will Spradling in St. Mary's. He didn't like what was happening there early on in that possession. Let's check to see. I think it's a full. It is. We'll follow suit. Don't go anywhere. 7-point Bears lead, 50-43 over Hiawatha. 3:33 to go in this one. Back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours. With offices in 2 locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska, services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
3.5 minutes to go in this one. First boys semifinal here at the Thunder Classic. St. Mary's 50, Hiawatha 43. Thank you so much for hanging with us here today once again on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We got Paige and company on the Hiawatha channel. We got Jake and Boz hanging with us today. Kurt and Megan helping out in studio. Brandon Tabman with you as well.
Big time matchup right here between these two teams. That was a big time out by Will Spradling. Before that break, you talked about turnovers. 21 in the game for Hiawatha. This is a big defensive possession with 3:30 to go.
21 on the shot clock here for the Bears. Get it over to Jace Hurler, right side on the wing. They set the down screen to Vader, but it's closed out nicely by Morton. He doesn't get an open look. Here's Summers, knocked away on the baseline, out of bounds. Stephen Morgan got a paw in there. The Bears will reset underneath. 12 on the shot clock, leading 50-43.
Might have been the first time today that you saw a play set by Coach Spradling out of a timeout that did not work for St. Mary's.
Here's Summers in the corner. 9 seconds on the shot clock. They get it into the hands of McCann up top. Kessler got a paw on it. 3 seconds on the shot clock. DeVader around the screen, diving in. Shot rejected by Stephen Morgan. And Hiawatha pushing here in the front court. 3 minutes to go. They're down 7. Had to get that stop. Can they produce with a bucket here? Morton on the dribble, high around the arc, left to right. Now Henry on the wing, spinning towards the corner. Now Morton in that right corner. Hand down, man down. He'll fire and deliver a monstrous three. And another one here for Ethan Morton. He's got 16 and 4 threes. It's a 4-point game, 2:40 to go.
That's a big bucket in Hiawatha. If they want to get this dub, it's got to start here on the defensive end again as the crowd gets into it.
Ethan Morton has 11 of his 16 here in the fourth quarter. Here's Jace Hurla, 2.5 minutes to go, 4-point Bears lead. Right side, ball fake there, McCann, baseline drive, free throw line, Zach Summers triggers, can't get it to go, fighting for the rebound, and Hiawatha has it with 2:20 to go, down 4.
There's a guy you want to have a ball, maybe this possession. I look back down low, get big Lane Kessler involved here, as it's just a 4-point game.
Expected this one to be tight, that is the case, 2:09 and counting, 4-point Bears lead. Here is the dump down. Kessler tips it out. Short corner left. Morton ball faking, stepping in. Contested two. Can't get it to go. Hawks fans wanted a foul. Now Kessler able to salvage the rebound off the miss. And a foul on St. Mary's with 1:57 to go. That'll put Lane Kessler to the line for two.
Just offensive rebounding. Is that the sixth one in this game now for Hiawatha? They were getting just stymied on the offensive glass in the first half. Really doing a great job here in the second.
1:57 to go. 50-46 Bears. 2 free throws here for Lane Kessler. and his first. The bank is open.
It's 5:53 on a Thursday night, but the bank remains open for Big Lane Kessler.
It is a one-possession game at 50-47. Kessler now 2 of 5, or correction, sorry, beg your pardon, 4 of 5, and make it 5 for 6. Two huge free throws for Kessler. He's got 13 in the game. Bears with the ball up 2. 1:53 to go in this one. The Red Hawks get a stop. Here's Jace Hurla up top going between the legs. Red Hawks going man-to-man. Into the corner now, McCann. It is Summers gathering in the paint, and he gets a nice finish right at the rim for 2.
I was just about to say, we haven't said Zach Summers' name in a very long time on offense. That time he cuts to the rack and lays it in to extend the lead back to 2 possessions.
52-48 Bears, 1:25 to go. Soft touch on the floater, no good. Stephen Morgan can't make the offensive putback, and it's finally cleared away by St. Mary's. Up the floor quickly, McCann with 1:15 to go. Bears by 4. Will Spradling, head coach of the Bears, and Stephen Morgan with the foul.
Yep.
Had to reach in, stop the clock. Hiawatha has multiple fouls to give, just their second of the fourth quarter. But 1:12 left. Bears a fresh shot clock and a 4-point lead. Coach Jasper wants a timeout. It's a full. We'll step aside as well. So St. Mary's a 4-point lead with the ball. Fresh shot clock. 1:12 left in this game. Bears 52 and the Red Hawks 48. We're back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got a great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, Banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First boys semifinal here at the Thunder Classic. A dandy, a doozy, a lot of ways we can describe this one. We certainly expected it to be a good game. And, Jake, the biggest possession coming up for both teams out of the timeout. So the Bears have the ball in the front court. 1:12 to go. They lead it 52-48. So a bucket here. That puts the Redhawks in a tight spot. But a stop in a bucket potentially for the Redhawks. And we're right back into this thing.
Yeah, it could shift everything if they get a stop here if you're Hiawatha. But St. Mary's coach Will Spradling has been great all game long, drawing something up. They're going to want to take time off this clock as well, though. 35 seconds on the shot clock has been reset with 1:12 to go in the game. And Hiawatha, mind you, still 2 more fouls to give.
Near side, it's thrown into Ben DeVader. A little bit closer to the midcourt stripe. Morton defending. 1:05 and counting. 4-point Bears lead, still 27 on the shot clock, and there's a foul by Kessler.
And that was a good foul. I mean, 9 seconds came off the clock before that foul. Again, if you're a Hiawatha fan, you're wanting to see these fouls happen a little bit quicker. I mean, Lane Kessler, that's just his first foul, so maybe you're talking to 52 saying you got to be the one to pick up these next 2 fouls.
How quickly do they pick up another foul? They can't get a steal because it resets the shot clock. Up top it is, Ben DeVader, Morton defending, 55 seconds and counting, and there's a reach in by Morton.
So we've had 18 seconds come off the clock since the timeout by Coach Jasper. 2 fouls have happened.
And the Redhawks still have 1 to give before the Bears are in the bonus. 52-48 Bears, just south of 55 seconds remaining in this game. Stephen Morgan defending. Here's a nice trap at midcourt, and Will Spradling saw some trouble there, and he called a quick 30. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We'll keep it right here.
A little slow to get it up on the scoreboard there, but the next foul by Hiawatha will put St. Mary's at the free throw line. So now the chess game really starts. 50 seconds to go in the game, 31 seconds on the shot clock. If you're Hiawatha, do you let this play out? Because then that only leaves you 19 seconds to get 2 possessions back. My thinking is you got to make your foul, and if I'm going to make a foul, I'm going to commit one within the next 3 seconds of game time to give yourself a real shot at this. Now, who are you going to foul? You talked about the free throw percentages by St. Mary's, a very good shooting team. You know, a lot of times throughout this contest, I've watched Coach Brady Jasper say, foul Killian McCann. But Killian McCann tonight, you know, he's been at the free throw line once, made his shot attempts. So I don't know who you foul in this situation if I'm Hiawatha, B-Tad, but I look for a foul quickly.
Bears are a very good free throw shooting team. Next foul by Hiawatha puts St. Mary's in the bonus. They get it into Ben DeVader. He was quiet early but has 12 right now. 44 seconds and counting. Kessler reached in, nearly knocked it away. 39 seconds. Bears still dribbling. Morton reaching in, no call. Hounding off to Killian McCann. Now 31 seconds to go, and there's the foul. So the free throws are going to be coming from Zach Summers. The Bears leading by 4, 31.4 left.
19 seconds came off the clock on that possession before the foul happened.
And Jensen picks up his third. Here's Summers at the line, and he knocks down the first. He's 3 for 3 and has 17 points.
The positive, I guess, Ted, for if you're Hiawatha, is it's no matter what, going to stay a two-possession game, no matter if this free throw goes in or out, but it changes how you attack the rim.
And with 31 seconds, the shot clock is turned off. The second one is good as well. Two big free throws for Zach Summers, and he's got 18. And back into the game, Lewis Archer is in. 31 seconds, Morton picks it up, clock moving. Redhawks got to go, they're down 6, 54-48. Here's Morton, high right on the wing.
Too much time coming off.
Yeah, 24-23. Here's Stephen Morgan, fouled on the floor. Fired a 3, it was no good. That's going to put Stephen Morgan at the line for 2. So 22 and a half seconds to go. Stephen Morgan about to shoot 2, Redhawks down 6.
Fourth foul there on Cole Hurla. And I like the kid's game, man. He's undersized, but he's been bodied up against Stephen Morgan all game long.
And Stephen Morgan, crucial, knocking down the first free throw. How about the scoring tonight for both these teams? Look at St. Mary's. They got 18 from Summers. They got 12 from McCann, 12 from DeVader, and then Hiawatha. All but 3 points scored by Morton, Stephen Morgan, and Kessler. Second free throw is good by Braylon Stephen Morgan. He has got 18. To match the opposition in Zach Summers, it's 54-50 Bears. They have the ball. Here comes the press. 22 and a half seconds to go.
Yeah, full court pressure right now. They're going to double team the first ball catcher, try to get a quick trap.
Both teams in the bonus. They get it into DeVader. It's probably not the guy you want to foul. He's still on the dribble, reaching out, pulling the arm of DeVader is Stephen Morgan. And 19.2 seconds left. Bears up 4. Ben DeVader, who averages 20 points per game, he's got 12 tonight, including 10 in the fourth quarter. He's at the line for 2.
And if I'm St. Mary's fan, man, who do I want at the free throw line more?
Just overall, very good shooting team this Bears squad is. And that free throw is pure. Rattled in there for Ben DeVader. He's got 13. He's 3 for 3 at the line. Here's Killian McCann, little defense for offense for Will Spradling and the Bears. Another one is good, too. So 4 for 4 now tonight for Ben DeVader. He's got 14. Lead back to 6. Timeout, Redhawks. It's a full. We'll go ahead and keep it right here, though, with the late game situation. It is only a two-possession game, but it is the Bears by 6. 19.2 left, Jake. Redhawks got to work very quick into the front court here.
Yeah, they got to be quick, and they got to get up a good shot. I don't care at this juncture of the game. If you're going for a quick two with contact, that's fine. But you got to drop a set right now if you're Coach Brady Jasper. And I'm looking for Ethan Morton or Braylon Stephen Morgan to get a 3 off. Those are the two that have got you to this point for the most part. Those are your two purest shooters. Now, don't forget, you got a school record holder in Michael Jensen who just hit 7 threes last Friday, but he hasn't been able to connect so far here today from the outside. So I would look for Ethan Morton or Stephen Morgan to get that. Little side note about the free throws right now. That was St. Mary's ninth made free throw of the game. They are 9 for 10, 90% from the stripe.
St. Mary's led this game 14-7 after the first quarter. Their lead was 26-17 at the half. Hiawatha able to chip away with an 18-14 third quarter. 40-35 was the score in favor of the Bears coming into the final 8 minutes. Right now, 19.2 left. Redhawks are going to have the ball down 56-50. 18 for Zach Summers, 14 Ben DeVader, 12 from Killian McCann, and then for Hiawatha, 18 from Braylon Stephen Morgan, 16 from Ethan Morton, and 13 from Lane Kessler.
Remember that girls game I mentioned? If you call a timeout, move the ball up to half court. That'd be great in these late-game situations,
yes,
right?
Yes, it would. Huh? Redhawks have to go the full length of the floor. Two Bears waiting around midcourt. Jensen gets the ball. He works it in quickly. 16 and counting. They get it off to Morton. Defended well. Gets a decent look. Couldn't get it to go. It's hard. Braylon Stephen Morgan. Now Kessler got a look. He put it up and in. Timeout. 56-52. So a couple of chances down low. Finally, Kessler converts for 2. And it's a 4-point game, but only 8 seconds left.
A lot of time came off that clock. Morton, again, we talked about who is going to get that hot hand shooting. It's going to either be Stephen Morgan or Morton. Morton gets the ball screen at the top from Kessler, and just couldn't connect. Good effort there on the glass by Hiawatha to at least get a bucket, call a timeout. You at least now put pressure on St. Mary's to not only, A, get the ball triggered in, but, 2, get it into a correct ball handler's hands that can make some free throws.
Well, again, a lot of these guys for St. Mary's can shoot it at a high clip from the line. You mentioned 9 of 10 this Bears team is from the free throw line in this game. DeVader, I'm sure he's going to be the first one they look to. He's 4 for 4 at the line. Zach Summers is 4 for 4. Killian McCann is 2 for 2. The only miss, Lane Smith, who has played very sparingly in this game today.
And shockingly enough, beats that is as if Coach Will Spradley knows exactly what you just said. Lane Smith not on the floor right now for St. Mary's.
So 7.8 seconds to go. Bears to throw it in. Redhawks, they need a quick steal or a quick foul. They're down 4. There's the double on DeVader.
Got an intentional foul?
Whistle and a foul before the pass in. So they're going to get Carson Henry before the pass is even thrown in. So no time off the clock. Still 7.8, but we walk the other way to shoot free throws for the Bears.
I really thought the official was going to call that an intentional foul the way he was starting to grab at his wrist, but just a regular foul before the ball got triggered in. So if you're Hiawatha, that's exactly the way to execute.
It is Jace Hurla to shoot these free throws. Hadn't scored in this game, and he's able to knock that one in with confidence to make it 57-52 Bears.
He's got the last name to give me confidence, though, that he's going to make these free throws.
That is 100% fair. The second for the Bears. Their free throw shooting has been clutch here in the fourth quarter, and the Redhawks able to beat the Bears up the floor for an easy two. It's Michael Jensen. Not sure Will Spradling's going to really like that, but the time's going to run off the clock anyways. It was kind of an unnecessary basket, and that is the end of the ball game. How about it? We expected a good one, and the Hiawatha Redhawks have their 10-game winning streak snapped with a 58-54 loss at the hands of league opponent St. Mary's. So the Bears back to the Thunder Classic Championship game where they lost to Nemaha Central in that matchup a year ago. But we got a lot to dissect here. A great boys game. These two teams will match up once again February 13th at St. Mary's in Big East League play. But this first go-around in this tournament goes to the Bears. Final score, 58-54 over Hiawatha. We'll talk about it after a timeout. Our postgame is next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at B Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the B Outdoors Real Estate postgame show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? TexRx Pharmacy has you covered. TexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, TexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At TexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit TexRx.com to book your consult with TexRx Pharmacy today.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Did you know that martial arts can be a family activity? Find out how during Free Tri Week at Helen Martial Arts in Fall City. All classes are free on February 2nd to the 7th. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. Anyone can do it. Also coming is our Shatterbugi Kids Camp starting February 9th. This is an awesome course for your 4 to 6-year-old. Find out more at HelenMartialArts.com or give us a call 402-380-3383.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, We know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. The Outdoors, real estate made simple.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Our quadruple header here at the Thunder Classic officially halfway through. Our first boys semifinal, a dandy, a battle of Big East League ranked opponents. First meeting between Hiawatha and St. Mary's this season. Jake, Boz, Paige, Megan, Kurt, everyone, Brandon with you. 58-54 Bears, initial thought, Mr. Jake Spaulding.
Again, it was what we expected, right? We expected a good game. I'm going to go back to a point in that game where I really felt like the game shifted, and that was latter point of the second quarter. There was a common foul called, a technical foul called, and it was a 7-0 run to close out the first half by St. Mary's. I just felt like all momentum. Now you have two full quarters to gain that momentum back, and Hiawatha did that. They chipped away. They got it within one possession late in the fourth quarter. But I just think that those are the types of things that Coach Jasper, he'll go back and watch the tape. He'll go back and talk with those guys and say, listen, guys, if we want to make it to where we want to at the end of the year, we can't have those kind of mistakes to allow a good team like that to go on a 7-0 run. Now, I got to give big ups. I thought Lane Kessler played phenomenal today. I really, really did. You're going to talk about individual statistics in here in just a minute. But overall, St. Mary's is who we think that they would be. They are not overly sized. They got one really big down low. But when you can put 6-foot junior Cole Hurla all game long on a 6'6 swing guard, my goodness, you're going to be a good team that can be a matchup problem defensively.
Well, it was a great game. We knew it was going to be great. And ultimately, in the end, the Bears survived 58-54. So the bulk of the scoring for both teams laid upon three players. So you look at St. Mary's, they had 18 in the game from Zach Summers, 14 from Ben DeVader, and 12 from Killian McCann. And then you look on the side of Hiawatha, they had 18 from Braylon Steven Morgan, 16 from Ethan Morton, and 15 in the game from Lane Kessler. We got Boz with the stats. We got to get Boz on here, man. I think the fans
might want a little
bit of Boz. Hey, man, you're doing a great job. We greatly appreciate you guys for being here. Obviously, we can go through some of those individual totals like we just mentioned, but let's dive a little bit deeper, some shooting numbers, some rebound totals. What do we got in this four-point Bears win?
Yeah, just really when you look at this, Hiawatha shot the ball well enough to win this game. Offensively, they weren't bad. They just kind of fell asleep at some critical times. They shot 46% from the field for the game. They were 50% from beyond the arc in the second half, so they did shoot well enough. St. Mary's, they were 43% from the field, 62% in the second half from three is what St. Mary's was. And really the difference in this ball game, Hiawatha, they cut the lead several times, but at critical moments they turned the ball over. They have 21 turnovers in
this
ball game.
That's unlike them. Yeah, they came an average of just 13 a game, so that's a number that Coach Jasper is going to look at and say, we're normally better than that more times than not.
Yeah, I mean, and it really, the problem is you turn it over 21 times. 15 of those were steals from St. Mary's. It wasn't just like they were throwing it out of bounds. They were giving up transition buckets off of those turnovers. I mean, they did a lot of good things in this game. They out-rebounded St. Mary's 26-14, so they win the battle of the glass. They just couldn't convert in critical times when they needed to.
Post-game again brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We do got to give out a player of the game nod, and there are certainly multiple bodies that can take this reign and usually allow the other commentary to provide some
insight. You didn't let me do it the first game.
Well, you know, I forgot. Okay, we're just being honest. I forgot. Okay. But nonetheless, yeah. St. Mary's, a big four-point win. Excited when these two teams meet up at St. Mary's February 13th for their league contest. But yeah. 18 for Summers, 14 for DeVader, and 12 from McCann. I will say about Ben DeVader coming in averaging 20 per and certainly en route to a potential first-team all-league nod, but 12 of his 14, Jake, in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think that when you look at these players for St. Mary's in specific, Summers played great. He's a starter. He's a returning starter for this team. You expect that out of him. And I said it from the very beginning. Whenever I saw Killian McCann come into this game, I'm going to give a hard argument for him that he came off the bench. He only averages 3 points per game. He had 12 points in this contest, but even more so than that, B-Tad, he was a force on the defensive side and rebounds. He was a kind of a player that you call that junkyard dog. I'll do anything for you, coach, even if I don't score the basketball. He was an impressive specimen to me today. 3 points, 3 rebounds a game on average. Today, 12 points, 7 rebounds. That's a heck of a ball game for your sixth guy off the bench.
Yeah, including two big threes in the fourth quarter. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 triples made by St. Mary's tonight. You had 4 alone from Ethan Morton for Hiawatha. 5, 6 total threes for the Red Hawks here in this one. So again, the 10-game winning streak is snapped for Hiawatha. Their record is now 11-2. They'll play in the consolation final tomorrow here at Nemaha Central. The Bears now await the winner of our last game of the quad header, which will be host Nemaha Central and 4A number 1, Rock Creek.
So did I miss it? Who did you give it to?
I forgot again.
I just wanted to make sure because
you made a strong argument for Killian McCann, so we'll give it to the Final 11 senior
all
with 12 points. Again, not the leading scorer, but a guy averaging just 3 points per coming in. Two big threes in the fourth quarter. He finished with 12 off the bench. We got to give it to Killian McCann, our player of the game, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha.
Underdog story, baby. Underdog.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if we got two underdogs out on the floor getting ready for the second girls semifinal in the third game. Quick thought. We got to get it back to Megan in studio for a few minutes, but